You're listening to the Make Chic Happen podcast with your hosts, Melanie Mitro and Katie Ursta, where we navigate the messy middle of building a business and all the work that goes into designing a life you love. Melanie Mitro built a seven-figure network marketing empire while working at the kitchen table, raising her boys, and trying not to lose her mind. Melanie loves chatting all things marketing, time management, and leadership development. Katie created the foundation of her seven-figure business while teaching full-time, battling cancer, raising her boys, and avoiding all things laundry. Katie's got you covered with social media storytelling and impact-driven income. We're building a business right alongside you, giving you the inside scoop to the reality of entrepreneurship. The good, the bad, and the really, really messy middle. We're not letting you build your business alone. Pull up a chair, grab your coffee, and let's make chic happen. Now, here's your hosts, Melanie and Katie.
Hey, everybody. It is Melanie and Katie, the host of the Make Chic Happen podcast. And we are so excited because today we're going to talk to you guys about marketing and strategy, which is my personal favorite thing to talk about.
If it's strategy, it's got Melanie's name written all over it.
It sure
does. We're going to have a little bit of fun doing it. And we have to tell you, this is an insane week for Melanie and I. Not only do we have a couple of things that we've been working on behind the scenes, but we are also getting ready to be guest judges at a big event in the Pittsburgh area called Eat Drink Pittsburgh, which is actually going to be later this evening over at Rivers Casino. And then we are flying out to Charleston, yes. South Carolina. I don't even remember where we were flying to for a convention that we are so honored and excited to be speaking at. So it's just been an absolute whirlwind.
I know.
And you're getting over having the flu.
I know.
So ugly. I felt so bad. So life has had a few twists and turns and all of the things. So we've really been just hustling hard over here. Excited to be sharing with you guys a little bit of what we've been working on. But we also know it's the end of the month. We also know that a lot of people are finishing strong with their goals that they're working towards. And maybe in the back of your mind, you're starting to think about March. You're starting to think about your new month. And maybe you're thinking about what is my strategy or what are some of the goals that I want to set for the new month? Or maybe you're a little bit frustrated.
Yeah. Or maybe you haven't thought about any of this and you're like, am I supposed to be thinking about this stuff as a business owner? Because I do think sometimes people just wing it in business,
absolutely,
right? And especially if you're listening and you're a new business owner, really trying to establish yourself on social media and really drive your business, you know, with platforms like Instagram and Facebook and even email marketing, you know, I think a lot of times we sort of just throw stuff up there and just hope that it's going to land on the right audience and we don't always set goals for what we want. And so we hope that through today's podcast, we can actually kind of guide you in the direction of really treating your business as a business, whether you have one customer or you have 100 customers or more, right?
Yeah. So can I put you on the spot?
Yeah.
Okay. Question for you.
Sure.
Have you ever been a wing it kind of girl in your business? Ever?
Oh, yeah. Yes. And here it's like wing it with like strategy, right? So in my mind, I always kind of like have an idea of what I want to happen.
Yeah.
But I am not the kind of person that actually sits down and plans every single like to the detail. Like I know this post is going to go out on this day or this email, but I haven't like written this stuff ahead of time. So I like wing the day to day, but I have like a big,
got it.
Does that make sense?
Totally.
Yes. So that's, how about you?
So when I started my business, I was absolutely like winging everything about business. I was so just busy and I wasn't used to this like entrepreneurial mindset. Okay. I wasn't used to what it looks like to be a business owner. And I really wasn't owning that role because I was just trying to make a little bit of side cash.
Right.
So for me, a lot of my winging it was, oh crap, it's 8 o'clock at night and I haven't posted anything. Or, oh my gosh, I totally forgot to follow up with this potential client.
Yeah.
And so I feel like early on, before I really understood business and how to strategize and how actually when you have a plan, it saves you a lot of time.
Yeah.
It actually is incredibly helpful to have. I just thought that's what business owners do. They always feel like they're just throwing spaghetti at the wall, as you say. And it isn't a method that you have to continue to follow. It's actually easy to start implementing some strategies.
Yeah.
So I think it's a great idea for us to really just help you guys with that today.
So the first thing when we talk about creating a plan, so it is, you know, we've got a week and a half left in the month of February. And so we're going to start looking at the month of March and saying, you know, what are our goals and what do we want to accomplish? But before we do that, it's really important that we actually have this moment of reflection where we look at the current month or even the month that maybe has just passed. So let's say, you know, it is March 1st and we're sitting here together and we're looking at February. It's important for us to say what worked, right? What didn't work? Did I reach the goals I set for myself? Did I reach the goals that I set in terms of income, in terms of, you know, maybe enrolling new people into my organization? I've been in network marketing. Was it the number of collaborations? Did my social media do what I wanted to do? But then if it didn't work out the way you wanted it to, did you actually ask yourself, like, why didn't it work out? You know, why didn't I hit my goals? And so actually diving into, well, I wasn't as consistent, or I didn't send as many messages, or I wasn't, you know, I wasn't actually giving strong enough calls to action in the content I was creating, recognizing it, but not, and we were talking before we recorded, not just being like, oh, well, that didn't work out, but what am I going to do about it so that that doesn't happen the next month, so that I become smarter in my implementation of my goals.
Yeah. And even in our Make Chic Happen Planner, this is a huge part of what we teach. It's a huge part of how we help people plan ahead, is by reflecting on what did go well, what didn't go well, and how that actually can have a role in your next month. How it actually helps you plan for your next month. So you can reflect, you see the trends that are happening in your business, and you can start to make adjustments and changes based on what you're seeing in your business, right? So yes, reflection. It is a must. Don't skip that step.
Yeah.
Really owning where you ended the month, good, bad, and all the other things in between, knowing that all of that is going to be a pivotal part of how you move forward into the new month.
Hey everyone, what is up? It is Katie Ursa of Chic Influencer, and I am here to tell you some exciting news based on what we have been hearing from all of our Chic community members and so many people on Instagram. And that is, I want somebody to take a look at my Instagram account and help me figure this chic out. Am I right? How cool would it be to have somebody go into your Instagram account and really help you figure it out, you know, tell you, hey, you could do more of this, and girl, you have got to get rid of whatever this type of thing is that you're doing here. So Melanie and I, we're super excited and honored to be bringing the Chic Your Gram to social media. So what you will see if you go on to chicinfluencer.com is a new opportunity for all entrepreneurs to really get their social media into the next level by having an official audit done. Now, there's tons and tons of details, but here's the deal. I am going to tell you that this is very limited because we spend so much time extensively looking at your Instagram account. It's really personalized. So only 10 accounts a month will be able to take advantage of being audited. So if this is something you want to take more advantage of, let's head over to chicinfluencer.com and check it out now.
Let's talk about number two, which is really going to be goal setting, right? So when you come into a new month, the first thing that Melanie and I do is we sit down and we look at all of the things that we can take advantage of for the month. So that might be a new launch of a product. It might be that we are going to have new inventory come into to stock. It might be that we are going to be refurbishing old content that we've maybe put out before, or maybe you're going to be creating free freemiums of some sort. So the first thing you want to do is really lay out your month and say, what are the things that I know that I can take advantage of that are going to be opportunity for volume, for income that I need to make sure I'm doing?
And then even just taking it another step further, once you list out all of the things that you are going to take advantage of, is you're saying, okay, but what is my expected outcome? So you're going to write down the list of things you're going to do, but then you're going to say, okay, and I'm expecting to create this much revenue off of this promotion. I'm expecting to create, you know, these many new signups based off of this email sequence that I'm doing. So you are not only taking advantage of what is available to you, but then you have an expected outcome that you're working towards. So now you can ask yourself, okay, is this income amount where I want to be? Yes or no? Mm-hmm. And so then you can adjust, right? You can raise the bar, you can add something else in, you can look at your schedule and say, I actually don't think I can effectively fit all of these things into my month and implement them appropriately. So the first thing you do before you start just plopping things on a calendar is you're really looking at the amount of work that you're going to do and say, is this realistic? You know, is this something that my network is asking for? Is this a known problem based on just market research you've done? You know, am I willing to put in the time necessary in order to make that happen? So next thing is we got to put it on the calendar.
Yep.
And so in the Chic planner, right, in the 52-week social media game plan, every month you see a blank calendar.
Yeah.
And there's space, marketing focus. So what Katie and I just talked about is going to go in the marketing focus. These are the things I'm focusing on. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm, you know, you're writing that on the left-hand side, but then across the top where it says monthly goals, this is where you're writing in, I am expecting to make X amount of revenue. I'm expecting to grow my team by X amount. And then every time you put something on your monthly calendar, you are asking yourself, is that thing that I'm adding to my calendar directly getting me to that monthly goal that mm-hmm. I'm focused on?
Yeah. Yes. Does it match up?
Yep.
I mean, does the effort that you're going to be putting out, does that match what the goal that you've set for yourself is?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to think, is my action in line with the goals that I'm setting?
Yeah.
And if it is not, we either have to change our action steps or mm-hmm. we have to change the goal. So really looking at a bunch of things, right? So we don't just look at what the goal is. We also look at what our month is. So mm-hmm. for example, we knew that February was a really, really busy month for Chic. We had a lot of things going on. We were going to be speaking at events. We were going to be focusing on a new
launch.
And so we have all of those things. I knew when I was saying it, I was like, what's the date that this is coming out? I was like, I don't know if I can say it or not. So we had all of these things in the calendar. We had to really evaluate and say, maybe it's best that we don't go as hard in this area because we're going to be putting more focus on this.
Mm-hmm.
So we get very strategic about what's going on our social media. We get really strategic about what information we're putting out there and even our time. We
yes.
really focus on what is the best use of our time.
Yeah.
What are the things we're saying yes to versus what are the things that right now we actually can't say yes to right now.
And this is really key because February is a perfect example. I mean, there's so many things we
yeah.
can talk about with February and the way Katie and I are doing business right now. So, you know, we always talk about balance and we talk about priorities. And I feel like February for us has been a month where we have said, hey, we need to get this product into the hands of our followers and the people that know and trust us because we know this can change people's businesses. So if we need to lay a little pressure on ourselves, then that means that, okay, we're going to be a little out of whack for a few weeks. And so we yeah. walked into the month of February knowing full well that our calendar was super busy and that we were going to have to like put in extra hours, right? And so we knew that. That
yeah.
was very clear expectations because we had a big goal of what we're working towards. And then what we'll do is we'll sort of like realign on the back end,
yeah.
right? In March, we'll kind of pace ourselves and we'll stop a little bit. So, you know, you just have to be able to, in business, be able to look at your month and say, is this a season in a hustle? Am I going to have to commit some extra hours to make these big goals happen? And then when will I recharge my batteries? And we know, okay, if we don't give ourselves sort of a little bit of time, we'll actually burn ourselves out.
Yeah.
So like we're looking at this month and we are setting higher goals. We are raising the bar. We do have more things that we're talking about, but we're on the same page. We've talked about it. The whole team is on board. And if you're a one woman show right now, but you have a spouse and kids, have you communicated your monthly goals and the expectations and the things you're going to need from the other people in your family in order for you to get your business to where you want it to be in the month of March, right?
I'm so glad you brought that up, because the only other point I want to address with that is when you are kind of running your own business and you are setting goals, when you verbalize those goals, especially to your kids or to your spouse, they need to know, what does this mean to me? So when you're setting those goals, really ask yourself, like, when I explain this to them, I want to be able to say what's in it for them too.
Yeah.
They have to almost see, you know, why I'm working so hard. And I'll give you an example in my own life. As I said, Melanie and I are getting ready to travel this weekend, which means that on Saturday, I won't be at my son's game. And at first, he kind of gave me a little bit of, I'm sad you're not going to be there. He was kind of upset about it. And I said, you know, Nick, I really want you to understand that mommy is working so that I can be present at most games. But every once in a while, I can't. You know, those tournaments that we go to almost what feels like every week, I'm there for those, but I can only be there when mommy and daddy have the income to be able to do those things. So putting it on their level, and I know that I didn't mean to go down this path, but I feel like that's a really key piece, is reflecting too on, what are you working so hard towards? Like, why does your work matter to you?
Yeah.
What's the impact of your work, not just the bottom line of income?
Right. Right. And I do think we can get wrapped up, especially, I mean, I know a lot of our listeners are moms, you know, and so it is easy to get wrapped up in mom guilt. It's easy to start to, I don't know, just isolate yourself, and maybe that running my own business isn't the right path for me, or maybe I shouldn't be, you know, committing to all these things. But sometimes you do have to say, but what is this actually doing for my family? What am I actually teaching them? What am I preparing for them even in their future that is giving them, you know, opportunities that neither Katie and I had opportunities like this when we were younger, right? Yeah. So I know we digressed.
We did, but I feel like it was a really important point to ask yourself, why am I working so hard?
Yeah. So one last point with the monthly calendar that I, as we were kind of walking through this, is we're going to put the dates on the calendar, right? So you're actually going to, on your calendar, going to start writing in, I'm going to start this email sequence on, you know, March 2nd, right? I'm going to start running this 30-day health group, and it's going to start on, you know, March 23rd. And so you're writing these goals down, you're writing these start dates, but the key piece, this one key piece, is we can't just say on March 22nd, I am going to say to the universe and to the world and to social media, I'm running this 30-day health group, and expect that people are just going to automatically trust you and sign up and give you their money. You have to say, am I giving myself a window? And our rule of thumb is like 7 to 10 days where you're actually talking about that thing that you're really marketing that you want people to sign up for. And so I think people miss that window. They don't give themselves enough time. And when you start to put the dates of when things are starting on your calendar and then backing yourself 7 to 14 days, you're allowing yourself time to create content, time to do your invites, time to do your follow-ups, time to do last calls, right? And so that needs to be a part of your monthly plan. It's not just my goals that I am setting for myself, but it's what am I doing? What am I doing to get to the goals and the date, like when I'm starting those things? So Katie, do we sit down and plan this in one day? Do we plan a whole month in like one day?
No, we really tweak the schedule too. And then you have to think as well, life does happen, you know, in your schedule. So even last week, Melanie, we were supposed to be recording something, and it would have been the worst idea to do it last week. So we had to adjust. So knowing that there has to be some wiggle room too in your calendar. Yeah. And when Melanie and I do plan these things out, a lot of times we kind of come up with a rough idea. Mm-hmm. So we'll pencil things in and then we look at our calendar and we go, you know what? I'm traveling this weekend. Yep. Or I actually have this family commitment. You know, I feel like we really put a lot of focus on this week. I think we're going to actually really burn ourselves out if we try to do too much this week. Mm-hmm. And so we do evaluate it. We do adjust it. We do communicate about it. And we do make those changes to the calendar.
Yep. Yeah. And it takes us some time. Sometimes like even when we're getting ready to launch, but on Mondays we do our team calls with our Chic team. And even on our Monday call earlier this week, we were talking about, hold up, like this plan isn't working. And so even though we sort of had something outlined, we actually went back and said, we're not giving ourselves enough time or this doesn't make sense. So it's like not set in stone.
Right.
Remember that it's okay to change things. Stay fixed in your goals, but flexible in your approach. Right. So fixed in your goal, flexible in how you get there. So anything else we need to add on the monthly marketing plan? I feel like this drives your daily activities. This drives your content, right?
And actually keep it open every day so you know what you're focusing on. You know, having it in front of you, it's not a cool thing to just write it all down and then shut the book and then never open it again for the entire month and be like, man, that was a good plan. I wish I would remember to implement it, you know? Because I do know people who have admitted that they do that. You want to just make sure that, just like Melanie said, you're going to be flexible about it. Things are going to come up. They are going to change. And when they do, just reflect on it and don't beat yourself up about the things that you wish you would have been able to achieve. Just focus on what you can do and what's in your control. So.
Absolutely. So this podcast is airing and we've already gone live on our social media
about
our free group. So we're going to share it with you guys right now. So Katie and I are, we decided that launching and strategy and planning and implementation is something that our community is asking us for
all the time.
Yeah. And this is one of our gifts that we bring to the table here at Chic, is helping you create effective launch strategies. And so we're going to do this 5-day free group that anybody can join. So, and this 5-day free group, we're really going to walk you through 5 different topics to help you navigate and create an effective launch strategy. And so we would love to invite you guys to join this 5-day free group.
So just to be a little bit more specific too about what we mean by launch, it can be anything. It can be a new product that you're getting ready to endorse. It can be a line of clothing that your boutique is coming out with. It can be a book that you have put your heart and soul into and you want to get as many people reading it as possible. It can be a course. It can be a free, you know, meal plan template that you're like, I want to get more emails for. Whatever it is that you're actually getting ready to launch, we have a plan that is going to help you. So it's going to be a 5-day free group.
Starts on Saturday.
It does. Starts on Saturday.
So Saturday is the 22nd and it will run to the 27th.
Yeah.
Of February. So it's super easy. We'll just link the form that you'll just need to complete, which is your name, your email, and then we'll actually send you an email. It'll have the Facebook group. You can request to join.
Yep.
And there'll be all sorts of other great business owners that are in there that you can also connect with too. So we love that part of it. And you're going to get some free mentoring from Katie and I. So come hang out with us. All right.
See you there, guys.
Guys, we hope this episode was helpful. We hope you got a lot out of this. Don't forget to head on over to iTunes. Leave us a rating and review. Tell us what you loved about today's podcast episode and tag us. So we have a new Instagram feature account. It is our Make Chic Happen podcast. So make sure you tag us, tag Chic Influencer. We really like to hear what your takeaways are. We also want to know, what do you want to hear in future episodes? So please do not hesitate to reach out. You can email us at support@chicinfluencer.com. Let us know what future episodes you'd like to hear from us and feel free to let us know like how we can serve you best. And we'll see you guys back here next week on the podcast. Bye everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Make Chic Happen podcast with your hosts, Melanie Mitro and Katie Ersta. If you loved our podcast, be sure to leave a comment or review and be sure to tune in next time.